Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
It's time for some PMI. A positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting to start your day today. Katrina, did you have the positive?
I don't have the P today.
Joshua, do you have the P?
I got the P today.
All right.
Yay.
P away.
So this is, bear with me, because the story is going to start out a little sad, but an elderly man unfortunately lost his wife about a decade ago. And they say that when you lose a loved one of the first things that kind of leaves from your memory first is the sound of their voice and what they sound like
and how
they talk and everything. So he had a voicemail saved on his phone that he would listen to every single day for about 10 years after losing his wife. Well, he just ended up over the weekend deleting that on accident.
Oh,
there was an update. There was an update on his phone, and it reset the settings, and so that was deleted. And obviously, as you know, he was devastated. He was absolutely heartbroken over what had happened. And so he reached out to the cell phone provider, and it says that a team of 11 workers there worked tirelessly for 3 days. Engineers came together for 3 days and ended up recovering the voice of his wife. And so he's able to now listen to it over and over and over again. And this reminds me, I lost an aunt years ago. And at the funeral, they had these little photos made of her. And the photo had a button that you could press, and it had her voice. And it was what she said almost every single time she ended a phone call. It was, "Hey, have a blessed day." That's what she said. So you can always remember the sound of that. And each family member got that. And I remember being able to play that forever and ever, as long as we could. And they're right. You start to forget
what the battery's voice. Died.
Well, okay, you can replace the batteries.
You get new batteries.
And then it gets creepy. Like when those start to play and the batteries are dying, it's like,
I know, right?
Like,
have a blessed day. Kind of Five Nights at Freddy's.
Angie, no.
Have a blessed day.
That's the haunting. That's the haunting that comes out of this.
That's different. That was the Halloween card.
We got one of those books. It's the Night Before Christmas, or what's the...
The Nightmare Before Christmas?
No, what's the Up on the Rooftop and all that crap?
Reindeer Paws?
I don't, whatever. Yeah, it's some Christmas story that Knick Knack's grandparents read to the kids, and then they mailed it out from Iowa.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's actually them reading the story.
That's
as
cute.
You turn the pages and stuff. And again, it's on a shelf somewhere.
Yeah.
And it got a little creepy at one point. So.
We don't open that book anymore.
We really don't, because you get weird taps on the shoulder and stuff.
Well, they're still alive, too, right?
No, they're long gone.
Oh, they're long gone. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
That is the hauntings then.
That does make it creepy.
They did.
Okay. So the minus is actually kind of gross, and that's why it is in the negative category. So you know TLC's My Strange Addiction, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the next episode, which I believe airs tonight, they did a little sneak peek on it, and it's about a 26-year-old woman named Abigail who has been eating cat food for 2 decades.
Yes!
Ew.
Yes, and I love these stories.
The canned moist cat food
Yes!
is what she has been just horking down for 2 decades. She said she tried it for the first time. Well, she tried it when she was a kiddo and she was feeding her cats. And she's like, I just loved how crazy they went for the food. So I decided to try it and I just loved it. So she eats wet cat food on the street with other cats
as
a snack when she's out with her sister.
Mm.
And even at the dinner table when the rest of the family eats human food.
Convenient. You crack one open while you're hiking.
Okay. No.
Grosses me out because she eats it. I mean, she'll eat it with all kinds of utensils, but there's a picture of her eating it with chopsticks.
Stop.
And I don't know why.
It's keeping cats alive. It's not poison. It's just bland. It's just bland.
Well, no, they say it's not good. It's not sustenance for us. Like, you need more.
She seems to be doing fine.
I know she does. She eats other things too, but she just is every
dog
single
food.
Day.
Mattress foam.
I know, right? She branches out to the dog food category, but I just was so grossed out by it because, again, like, the smell of
You're
cat
a foodie.
Food.
Disgusting.
Oh,
there's a chef somewhere. There's a story online where a chef was taking like that wet cat food and dog food and making gourmet meals out of it. You should look it up.
I will not.
Yeah, and people are eating it. They're like, damn, this is delish.
No.
It's just cat food.
No.
Is she going in a litter box, though? That's my big question.
I know that. She grew a tail. All of a sudden, she has whiskers.
Yeah, why not?
You don't get those until you're 40. She's only 26.
I love those TLC shows. The ones that did freak me out were the one woman was eating the mattress foam.
Yeah.
And the other one where the woman was eating the ashes out of the urn of her dead grandpa or husband.
Well,
so every day, she'd stick her fingers in there. She'd wet her fingers, stick it in, and then...
Well, and honestly, like, just a couple weeks ago, like, this season is intense because they had one where someone was eating toenails. That was their addiction, so they couldn't stop. Nugget. Not only theirs, everybody's toenails. I know.
God, I love that show.
A rando toenail. Like,
so good.
No.
Put a little Tabasco on there and down the hatch.
Gross. Too bad.
Down the hatch.
Meow, thank you. No, that's
good
meow,
one.
Meow, thank you.
Good
that's
one.
What I want.
All right, let's wrap things up with the interesting. I love this. Research is revealing that adults who engage in playful activities cope a whole lot better with stress experiences. They have more positive emotions and report a higher life satisfaction. Isn't that great?
That is.
Now, it's different from childhood play. You're not going to go out on the playground and start swinging, although I'm for it, whatever. It's a mindset rather than toys. So as an adult, you got to continue with curiosity, openness, a willingness to engage without fixed outcomes,
mm-hmm.
physical, social, creative, or imaginative activities done for pleasure all qualify as adult play.
So you kind of have to just be delusional in your everyday life.
You got to just be, yeah,
I'm
looking
there.
Around, hearing the birds chirping in your head.
That's me.
Completely oblivious to everything that is you.
That
is funny. Yeah, so if you do all that, you're going to have higher emotional intelligence. Well,
okay, hold on.
Well,
no,
pump the brakes.
Don't stop.
Empathy. You do have a lot of
yes.
empathy. And
thank
stronger
you.
Social connections. You are hey. Very hey. Social.
Hey.
2 out of 3 ain't bad, yet. Katie.
I'm on the opposite end, though. I actually engage and play with, you know, my action figures and
I
stuff.
I know you do. Yeah.
One of my favorite quotes, too. Though, is don't stop playing because you grow old. You grow old because you stop playing.
Exactly.
That's a great quote.
I love, like, I always say, I'm going to go play outside. Like,
yeah,
I found
yeah.
out, like, I am an outside Katie cat.
Who wants hopscotch?
Yay!
Yay!